Time for business news with Nona Peltier. Nona, Fonterra has raised its farm gate milk forecast. So is that going to make much of a difference to farmers? What are the numbers?
It will. Yeah, the numbers are, it's up 30 cents. Now, that's between $6.55, $7.55. The midway point there is $7.05. That's a good increase, and that's a fairly good price for farmers. For the economy generally, when the farmers get that much, the economy is boosted by $500 million. That's a big injection.
From spending down the line.
Yeah, well, the 30-cent increase is really translates to $500 million. Well, $450 million, but, you know, round numbers, so to speak. And in any case, sure, it's going to flow down to their bottom line. So it's always a double-edged sword with Fonterra. Sure, the farm gate milk price is going to go up. That means their ingredient costs go up as well. And that means that profitability is impacted. However, the company's pretty confident that they can still deliver on their expectations, because they're building efficiencies through the business. And the market certainly agreed because their share price rose 1.25% today.
Interesting. Hey, you've also sparked my interest with this. Sky TV and Spark, so they're at it again bidding for sports rights.
Yeah.
What is there left to battle over, Nona?
Okay, let's see. Today we've got in the latest salvo is the sport rights for the Silver Ferns.
Oh.
Yeah, so they've got the rights till 2024.
They being Sky.
Sky TV, yes, and right, that's right. But then Spark didn't waste any time firing back, saying that they've got a new deal for international cricket, which will see it provide some highlights from the big international games, which Sky TV has the rights to. So they'll be able to offer some highlights from that. So there you go.
Competition coming thick and fast.
I'll say.
Hey, and what else has been happening on the markets today?
I guess the share prices, people were watching very closely what was happening with Sky City share price. It dropped 2.75% at the close, but it had been down about 4% earlier on when the scale of the fire was really at its peak. Mm. Fletcher Building down 1.5%, and I can tell you that's not the last we're going to hear about this story, that's for sure. Overall, the NZX Top 50 Index, it rose 0.25%. That's 28 points up to 11,090. And the Kiwi has also been perked up, no doubt, probably because of that boost to the economy from the farm gate milk payout. And that was 64.3 US cents.
Whoa, 64. It's been a long time, hasn't it?
It has been a while. Yeah. It hasn't been up that high. 93.5 Australian, also quite good. But then steady against the British pound at 49.5 British pence. I guess everyone's just still waiting for that to sort itself out.
Yeah. Thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier with our business news.